father of mine. Tell me, where have you been? You know I just closed my...
Hello, Grand Rapids.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, my son.
Sorry, I missed your... I usually give you a call the day before. I forgot.
That's all right. You're entitled to a one or two forgiving.
It's yep. All right, that's perfect. That's perfect. That's a great way to start.
Yes. I'll tell you, you needed a lot of rest.
Oh, you're talking about after the party?
Yeah, at the party and after the party. I mean, what a party you had. Holy cow, that was the biggest wedding I've ever seen.
That was a lot of love in that room. Did you see me crying during the daddy-daughter dance?
Yes,
we did.
Oh, my gosh, that was a tearjerker.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, honey.
I cannot believe my little girl is, one of my little girls is married, you know?
Yeah, well, that's how life goes, honey. Joanne just reminded me today how old I was. I started thinking, holy cow, I'm close to the grave.
Oh, don't do... No, you can't say that. You know, you
well,
are...
Well, hey, you're determines what's going to happen to you.
Well, you know, you Armenians live a long time. You've probably got another 50 years.
Yeah. No, I don't think I wanted that long.
As usual, numerous people came up to me and they were shocked that Joanne is 87. Yes, is it 87?
Yeah.
They were like, my God, she look. And I said, I've said that on this in our conversations many times. I was like, you are somehow able to maintain a youthful appearance. It's really, really fantastic.
Isn't she gorgeous?
She really is.
Yeah, my wife is gorgeous.
She does my hair for me.
Joanne says I do her hair.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes. Let's see.
And by the way, you really look good.
Oh, thank you. You know, just threw on a tuxedo. That's it. Just threw out a tuxedo.
You really, I was so proud of you.
It was quite an event, and we'll be back with you tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
All right.
So I will see you at Mike's house there, and that will be a lot of fun.
Are you going to cook?
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm making my famous Armenian sweet potatoes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be... Make sure you do not forget your insulin this time.
No, I've got them all the time.
If I'm understanding correctly, I'm not sure if you remember, but at the wedding, there was a mishap, and you left the insulin at the hotel.
That's right.
Yep.
So, now, you were sitting next to a physician that is your son-in-law, or your... I guess that's not your son-in-law. What do you call it? Sam's husband, Jason, is a doctor. So
yeah.
He was monitoring you.
No kidding.
Yeah. He was like, all right, we got to make sure he doesn't go in. You know, he was like, making sure you were eating the right foods. So that's a good thing. I was happy with that, but, everything worked out. So now we will.
Oh, that was perfect.
Okay. So, that will be a good time. I have some questions for you, and if anybody in the audience has a question, as always, you can email it to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Ben writes, he writes, Dear Meathead and Joanne, Eric told us about his daughter's wedding. Do you have a favorite memory from Eric's wedding or anyone else's wedding?
I do.
She does. I don't remember a thing.
Okay, Joanne, what is your favorite?
When we were taking the pictures and Mike got on his knees and put his shoes on the end of his knees because he was...
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic, and I'll describe it to everybody. Was that, whose wedding was that?
That was yours.
Your wedding.
At my wedding, we wanted a group photo with all of this bunch, and instead of just kind of like dropping to a knee, Mike got on his knees, but put his shoes on the ground and kneeled into his shoes. He looked like a dwarf.
And then Jim Marquis did the same thing.
Yeah, so it looked like a whole family of oddball-looking oddball-looking dwarfs.
Bunch of comedians, I'll tell you that right now.
A fantastic photo. Legendary photograph. I got to get my hands on that next time I see you.
Okay, I got it.
Hey, right. You know, I didn't see your brother around too much. What was that? Where was he?
You mean brother Jim?
Huh?
You mean Jimmy? Jimmy?
He was mingling.
He was doing what?
Mingling.
He was mingling, according to Joanne.
There was a couple times he was on the dance floor with you. So he was there. You saw him there. I saw you dancing and using your cane as a guitar.
Yeah.
Everybody loved that. Okay. Very good. Off and running on another edition of Dear Meathead. Let's see. Dear Meathead. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
John writes, my wife wants to go cut our Christmas tree down the day after Thanksgiving. I think that's way too early. Do you have an okay date to set up the Christmas tree?
First of all, is this a real tree that's in the ground?
That's what he's saying.
Why would you cut it down?
Well, you can't get it in the house if you don't.
Yeah, I got it. Haven't you ever heard of...
If it's in the ground, let it grow.
It's a Christmas tree, right?
Well, yeah.
So what? It's a living tree.
So...
No, I'm one that is not in favor of cutting down first trees and all that that's in the ground.
Yeah.
If I had a tree for any possible time in the ground, I'd let it grow.
Okay, so you're going to say put up a fake tree in the house?
Well, no. If that's what it is.
Well, then you're saying no to any Christmas tree?
No, I'd cut it down.
Okay, so you've had a change of heart. You go cut down the tree, put the decorations on it.
Christmas tree.
You know, a lot of these people have actual Christmas tree farms.
Yes.
You know? Where they grow hundreds of them, but some people have property and they go out on their property and cut the tree down.
You pick them and take them home.
Yeah, I think that's what this guy's doing.
So yeah, that's okay.
But when? He wants to know when, because the wife is like, day after Thanksgiving, we got to go get the Christmas tree and.
Generally I'd take it down right away. You know.
No, go get it. Man.
I mean, go get it.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to go get it the day... you think that's okay to put the Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah. I like to clean things up.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either. I don't have a problem with anything, but a lot of people do it right after Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just the tree you've had. It serves its purpose.
You need a lot of time for it to be up.
And, get rid of it.
No. Cut it down.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. All right, Dad, how about this one? Chris has an uncle, his uncle Devin, who is kind of a slob and he swears all the time. So he writes, here, Ruben, I have a question for you. My uncle Devin is very messy. He smudges random foods on counters, the fridge, and salt shakers. He doesn't wipe his hands off before he touches anything. He also curses at the television and says the N-word in front of people. Do you have any advice for welcoming such a person along with their obviously soiled pants? What should I do about Uncle Devin?
Just ignore the hell out of him and don't even associate with him.
Well, wait. He's part of the family, though.
I don't care. That's not a good thing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm raising a family. I'm trying to teach them some manners or language and this and that. And I cuss and swear and all that in front of them. No way.
Yeah, you gotta maybe have a talk ahead of time.
I hope he's listening to me, but you're a jerk doing that.
Yeah, you can't be saying the N-word to the TV, for God's sake.
No way.
I mean, what kind of a sick...
You can't say that in your family.
You should never speak that word, period.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Maybe pull Uncle Devin aside and say, look, I know you have a potty mouth. Can you kind of just keep it in check and also wipe your hands Don't touch anything unless you get the food off. I guess
a slob is a slob, but then again, it don't have to remain as a slob.
All right, a slob.
Clean yourself up. I'm sorry, I'm rough on you, buddy.
Hey, that's okay.
You know, but I mean, that's a person of yours dealing with you, and I'm really powering off on that. I don't like people that I got filthy mouth and this and that.
No.
Especially fire, my God. You're raising kids, maybe. I don't know what this situation is.
And you say that in mixed company, and then you're touching the cabinets and making them all gross. Yeah, people don't like that stuff. I'm with you.
I don't know.
Thank God we don't have to deal with that. Anyway, this is Nathan. Nathan writes, "Dear Meathead, my 12-year-old daughter, for some reason, I think she's a little immature, has been laughing hysterically because she draws penises on things. So the kid's going around drawing ding-dongs on paper and wherever she can draw it. The dry erase board." He says, "What do you think about that, Meathead? My 12-year-old's drawing ding-dongs on all these different spots in the home and laughing at it. What should I do? Is this okay?"
It's not okay. First of all, do you want to say who poses for her?
Oh, no.
You know, but I don't understand where the kid would come from that will do that. There's got to be some kind of an exposure somewhere.
Yeah, the kid's been exposed to penis, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, how would she know what it looks like?
Yeah, that's right. How do you know what she looks like?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like.
That's all weird. I mean, you got to tell that kid to knock it off.
Somebody is exposing that child to that.
Yeah, get to the bottom of that.
Right.
You got to figure it out. And then,
so wait a minute. Are you suggesting that the dad walk up to the child and say...
I don't know who does it.
Say, hey, you need to tell me who showed you the penis.
Yeah, how did you know what a penis looks like? You got to find out.
Absolutely.
And then go to the core of it. This is ridiculous. And then next thing you know, the language will change.
Right. Yeah, then it starts. She's starting to use slang terms that are just, it's complete potty talk. You can't have that.
Yeah.
Cannot have that.
I hate that.
You never know.
There's something behind that. You better look into that.
Yeah, exactly.
How old is this child?
The child is 12 years old, and she's apparently addicted to drawing penises.
Oh, boy.
Maybe she's trying to get her parents to talk about sex. Who knows?
I don't know. Hopefully it isn't something like she wants her dad to show her his penis.
Well, somebody showed it to her.
Yeah.
She didn't know what it looked like.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
You did hear Joanne, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I'll just say this. And when I was growing up, at no point did you ever show me your penis, and I'm very thankful.
Oh, my God. No way. To me, that was a personal thing.
Yeah, you don't go around just showing your penis to children.
Oh, my God. I don't want to show it to adults either.
No, you don't show your penis to anybody. There's only one person who should see your penis.
It's me.
Well, two people.
Well, okay. Yeah, right. I forgot that.
Showing it to me.
Well, there you go. It's pretty much just you and one other. I'm going to leave it right there. No.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the penis talk behind at this point.
And I'm serious. This guy better be serious about training that child that is that's a no-no, and that's it. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, but how do you said train the child. How do you train them to not know what a penis is?
Is this a male child?
I think it's a female child.
That's worse.
Oh yeah, that's rough. This is rough stuff to be sure.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That kid got involved with something
Well, she might have seen a picture.
Yeah, maybe she saw a picture or something, you know?
Well, how did a picture get to the hands of a child?
Right. Who's going around saying, here, 12-year-old, let's sit around and look at some penis.
That sounds pretty funny, but it's really ridiculous.
Hey, what do you want to do? You want to play catch? No, let's look at penises.
I don't understand the makeup of the parents.
Right.
Get her parents to talk
about it. If the parents hear about it, why don't they... You know, take for the end of it that you cannot be doing that. I know you want to. You've got the big butt dick because I know you want to. Did you hear what she said? I did hear that, yes. Oh, maybe so. All right. I'm not very philosophical. I'm a cotton dry type of a guy.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to get philosophical about something like that.
I
raised a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah, girls, they get curious, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So do boys.
But my daughters never do penises. So.
No. Straight shooters, as far as you know. All right, here we go. Brian writes, Dear Meathead, this is from Benny in Knoxville. Benny from Knoxville, Tennessee writes,
Hi, Benny.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Joanne.
Thank you. Same to you and your family.
He writes, I know a guy named Nate, and we used to be friends. All of a sudden, Nate started hanging out with a bad crowd, and since then, he's been mean to me. He tries to hurt my feelings, and it sometimes makes me cry. Should I beat Nate up?
Well, first of all, you got to let Nate know how you feel about what she does.
Yeah, you got to tell Nate, Benny, that he's being hurtful to you.
Yes. And then if it's continued, so I'm sorry, but I really don't need your friendship because of what's going on here. Just be straight.
Be straight with Nate.
Yes.
Straight Nate.
Hey, you will lose Nate, but you'll find another Nate somewhere else that suits your personality. If your personality is good and kind... My makeup is totally kindness and goodness.
Of course.
Unless someone hurts me, then I'll just back off and get away from them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to do nothing.
All right, I'm writing this down. My makeup is kindness.
Yes. I mean, if someone's giving me love, respect, understanding, because two guys are two guys, that doesn't mean they cannot be loving to each other, caring for each other, taking care of each other's families. You know, hey, this is how good things happen.
All right.
But kindness to each other.
Yeah, being sweet to each other. This Nate guy needs to get his act together.
Absolutely. Nate, you're a jerk if you're going to keep that up the rest of your life.
Dad, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Your son, Paul Anthony Rising, is enjoying the show live as we speak. And he says, happy Thanksgiving to you.
To me?
Yes.
Paul, I'll tell you something. I have actually missed you. I didn't want to see you pull away from me.
And
you did.
That is very sweet. You know, there's a lot of things to unpack there, a lot of hurt feelings over the years. And, you know, you're both very loving people now, and you're both in very good spots in your lives.
I don't know what just happened, but you were my son.
He is your son.
Well, he pulled away.
He is your son. I think you both pulled away. That is your son, and you both are in a wonderful spot. You're both very observant of the Bible, and you have a lot of love in your hearts. It wouldn't surprise me if you guys got back together, because you do have a lot of love for him, and you did adopt him. He is your son, and I think that anything can be repaired.
That's right, Paul. You don't need to pull away. Well, we need to pull together.
Right, because you both kind of pulled away. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it is meant to be. Other times it is not. And I'm just happy that you're both here.
Well, I'd like an opportunity to do all of these things.
All right, Dad. Well, I love you guys so very much. I appreciate you, and I will see you coming up in less than a day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Are you bringing that huge monster truck of yours?
The RV? No, I'm coming in a car. Coming in a car. Just a car. Just a car.
Okay.
All right. Well, I love you guys.
I love you too. Thanks for the opportunity.
The pleasure is all mine.
We will see you tomorrow.
You know what? Let me just finish with this, going over some of the things you just finished saying. I am entitled to one or two forgivings, was something you said.
Yes.
Then you wrote, or you said, a slob is a slob, but then again, a slob doesn't have to be a slob. And then
right.
You had, you will find another Nate to suit your needs.
That's right.
And last but not least, two guys are two guys.
Right. These are all absolutions.
Okay. Well, I love you guys. I will see you shortly. And,
all right.
Well, tomorrow.
Love you, honey.
Okay. Talk to you then.
God bless.
See you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.